Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's no coincidence that the title of that song is called The Alchemy of Feet. Okay? Because it would have been very easy to sort of give up on the satsang, et cetera. And, oh, we got all these technical problems, et cetera. You know, who knows why, et cetera. But we didn't do that, okay? What did we do?
Hi, this is Gail. Sorry, I got disconnected.
Okay, we're going to have to stop now, okay? All right. And we'll just have to reset to regroup. Okay, may take a little while. Could you stop the recording, please?
Okay. Okay.
Let's record it.
Yep.
You know, it's very interesting. When we, on a spiritual progression, I've noticed when, you know, this, despite the high percentage of souls that continue walking this path, okay, those that leave, there's almost always a common denominator. Okay? And there are really two times when they leave. Immediately after receiving initiation, they get too scared, etc., and they believe the fear, and they leave. Okay? Or the other group tends to leave just as they're heading into where the karma lies and or breaking through into what's called eternal life. We're no longer subject to the wheel of 84. Okay, so so it's once again afraid of being free and giving away the keys to the prison that they've been given through initiation, and saying, no, that's okay, I'll keep imprisoning myself, enslaving myself. Okay, so what I noticed is that it's a cliche, but it needs to be said, those who win, who endure to the end. Once again, perseverance. Persevere, okay? But it doesn't mean persevere with gritted teeth. Oh, I'm just going to bear it, you know, and then I'll get my reward when I drop dead. Well, no, you're not. The reward is the same frequency you were on when you're in the body. And your reward is return trip. So that's not the answer. Okay? First, so we continue and we keep working our progression, integrating, learning, etc. Constantly letting go, constantly surrendering. Because we know this path to God is a surrender path. Letting go of our false identity, of our ego, in time and space, etc., you know? And this virus that's going around, it's a wonderful opportunity for people to see they ain't their job, they ain't their income, they ain't who they think they are. They're more than just their identity in the world. And they're forced back upon themselves. Okay? And as we work our life, we may feel very much defeated. Oh my God, I tried this, and I tried that. It didn't work. Okay? But how we work it inside is what's important. Okay? We need to take what we call defeat, and we need to glean what we've learned from it. Okay? You know, the difference. Once read and heard, actually, many, many times the same thing. The difference between an entrepreneur and a failure is the difference between 6 and 7. The average number of tries that a person who's failed as an entrepreneur makes is 6. Okay? The entrepreneur who becomes successful makes 7 tries on average. He just goes one more. Okay? So, and he keeps using everything not as something against himself. Oh, he failed. Well, what did he learn? Okay? And we as souls need to do the same thing. Many times we gauge our situation without a reference points instead of what's the learning here. What was the upliftment, okay? And we know that if we're neutral and practice what the teachings call giraffe consciousness, everything is presented to us for our upliftment, for our growth, okay? There's nothing conspiring against us. There's nothing out to get us. It's all for our upliftment and our growth. Okay? And we keep working that. Okay? And it's very important that we practice proper identification. And in our history as a soul, what we've done is we've identified with the world of form, with our thoughts, with our feelings, and we're taking them as reality. Okay? And isn't that exactly the opposite of what the Christ Jesus taught us? You have the crucifixion, crucified time and space, which means that we're identifying ourselves as bound by time and space, or by our thoughts and feelings, by our ego. Okay? But the Christ teaches us, and by the Christ I mean the Christ in consciousness, our will and God's will being the same. The Christ in consciousness teaches us the resurrection process. And the resurrection process is the initiation process. Okay? Is the ability to go into the soul body and be with God while we're in the body. Okay? And also, we know that ultimately all souls will go home to God. Okay? Sooner or later, every soul is going to go home to God. So the victory has already been won. And there ain't no such thing as defeat. Okay? If you're seeing things in terms of defeat, then what are you doing? Okay? But the answer is real clear. You're practicing false identity. You're in the world of duality, where there's plus and minus, win and lose, defeat and victory, that sort of thing. So, as soon as you're in duality, you've already lost the game. So, part of the alchemical process of, quote, defeat, is that we give up that terminology. We give up seeing it as defeat, and just see it as a situation in which God is present and in which was brought forth for our learning, for our highest good. Okay? Why do you think we're here on this planet? Okay? We're here because of our improper identifications or our past identifications in the world of form with our thoughts and our feelings and taking them as real. So we created karma, we created separation from God, and we're at the effect of the karma. We're at the effect of the karma. Okay? And then what happens is, we're caught in the cosmic mirror, we can't tell what's real, not real, and we take our creations as real, and we don't know that we've created them, and we don't know how powerful we are. So we walk around feeling powerless and cut off from God. That's the ultimate in being powerless. And of course, we've already defeated ourselves. Okay? When the real truth is just the opposite. Okay? And when I talk to students, etc., sometimes I get an overwhelming feeling of profound sadness because of a constant choosing into false identification. They may spring for, okay, I'll co-create with God. And then guess what? They completely forget God and they're trying to figure out the solution themselves. But what happens? All solutions come from spirit. We're not going to solve anything. we're going to be involved here in duality and in some kind of dialectic. You know, we get the quote solution, and then guess what? That's going to bring problems of its own. You know? It's kind of like, I remember years ago, I wanted to get a bike. Just to have, go around the neighborhood, maybe get down to the beach, et cetera, whatever. Okay, get one of these thick wheel tires, you know, $150, $200, bingo, that's it, right? Go to the bicycle store, and before you knew it, I was in, to me, an absolute hell of what choice, what kind of materials do you want, what kind of tires do you want, what's the purpose, and there were all these subclasses of bikes. Nothing was simple. So we got overcomplicated, and you had, or you go and you get, oh my God, you know, this will be the solution, I'll get this computer. And then you go, and then you have, my God, how many kind of problems on the computer? And so it just breeds this dialectic, because that's what the mind does. The mind produces problems, we go solve them, okay? But we don't need to work that way, all right? Okay. The way out is the way in, okay? We need to go to spirit, okay? You know, it's also interesting, I listen to people talk about this virus that's going around, and they seem very frustrated. And I always like to kind of prod around why they're so frustrated, because I'm not crazy about buzzwords. They don't do much for me. Oh, yeah, it's a pain, yes, it's a pain. Yeah, but what about it? And when I listen, and after probing, they're basically saying the frustration is that there are always conflicting sides, whether it's do you wear gloves, do you not wear gloves. Some experts say masks are great, some say not, you know. Some public health experts say, you know, these kind of conditions will breed a spread of the virus. You know, then you get in other countries that have exactly those conditions where there's hardly any cases at all. And it goes back and forth. People don't know what to do. They don't know what's so and what's not so. Okay? And what they're really doing is describing the karmic field. Of course it's like that. It's like a dozen blind people describing what an elephant is. So there's nothing clear. It's an illusionary field. Okay? So we always need to go spirit, okay? When we're having trouble on this call with starting the satsang, I went to spirit, put it in the light, asked for it all to work out, all to fall into place, and it sure did. It sure did. Okay? But let's take a look at, again, okay? We focused on the goal. Went to spirit, and the spirit brought in the solution, and we persevered, and participated individually in a group setting to have that goal happen. There's loving cooperation. Okay. By the way, isn't that what this virus is all about? Isn't all about loving cooperation between people, between nations, between governments? And we need to do that externally, and we also need to do that within ourselves. Okay? Because, yeah, it's easy to get upset. Yeah, we get upset. Oh my God, the technology wasn't working, blah, 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 blah. And basics will be basics, and they'll get annoyed, they'll get angry, they'll get frustrated, etc. But, and this is the crucial but we choose back into knowing that we are spirit. Okay? And the teachings teach us something very important about frustration. That frustration is a sign of the ego. I can't make it happen, so I am frustrated. Okay? And it teaches us to go to spirit and allow spirit to bring in the solution. So what I'm saying is, you don't have to know what to do. The spirit inside of you does, but you need to allow it to be brought forth. And it's very much like, you know, a marathon runner. He could get all upset about the agony of defeat. I thought that was pretty good, actually. Yep. I don't know how it translates in Spanish, but I thought that was pretty good. You get all upset about the agony of defeat. You run the marathon, 26.2 miles. Okay, you may lose a few nails. Your feet may be all blistery and swollen. You may be sick. You may be whatever from it. Okay, but what do? You take that information. And you learn how to do it better the next time, better the next time, and better the next time. Okay? So you don't keep doing it in the same way, you know? And it's, by the way, isn't that the definition of crazy? To keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results? It's not going to happen. Okay? So there's a transmutation that goes on, and in our being a soul and doing our spiritual progression, transmutation is the letting go, the surrendering, the persevering, the giving way to spirit, the giving way to spirit, the giving way to spirit, okay? It's not a giving up. It's just the opposite. It's starting to have the intelligence to know the powers. The power is in surrender. The power is in spirit. That's where the power is. Okay? And then we get into the location question too. We have to locate spirit properly. And spirit isn't up in the sky, but it's within us. Okay? It's completely within us. We are that. We are that. Okay? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word's another name for the sound current, or the Holy Spirit. Okay? We're created in His image. We don't look like God. But we are created out of the same material, out of the sound current, out of the spirit. So we are spirit. Okay? And that's the alchemical process from defeat to the recognition, the knowing again, that we are spirit. That we are spirit. Okay? And it's really the same as the journey of a soul. Journey of a soul is from fear of God to love of God. The fear of God to love of God. And if you remember when I gave a description of why people jump ship, so to speak, it's all about the fear of God. They allow that to rule the roost. And I'll be the first one to tell you that you'd be crazy if you didn't have fear of God. So that's not it. It's not that, oh my God, there's something really off here. You're afraid of God. No, that's part of it. But we work persevere, we do our progression, and we allow the alchemical process to happen. And we go from fear of God to love of God. If we're doing, let's just say, a project that we want to bring to fruition, we need to be smart about it, okay? And persevering, by the way, isn't the same as insistence, okay? Where there's insistence, okay, there's a willfulness. I insist it has to be this. I insist it has to be that. Well, putting the light for the highest good, and it didn't happen, then it's not for your highest good. You want to insist upon it, you want to insist upon it, then you're going to start to make it, try to make it happen. When you do that, you're into manipulation. You're into karma. See? So you need to work it with spirit and as the spirit you are, and leave the results to God. Okay? Let God decide if it's for your highest good, if it's to happen or not. Okay? And your job is to stay away from the simple-mindedness of right, wrong, left, right, victory, defeat, etc. Okay? That's all ego stuff. Okay? And of course, that's why we feel so inadequate before God. You know, the story of Adam and Eve in the garden, they're covering up their nakedness because they feel ashamed. Okay? And shame means that they haven't lived up to their ideal. Okay? So, what's really being said is, I'm practicing improper identification. And I don't feel that God approves of me, that I'm adequate for God or anything else like that. Okay? But if they practice proper identification as spirit, well, yeah, it's the same, one and the same. That's right. That's right. Okay? And because they felt ashamed, not good enough, as it were, they kicked God out of their consciousness. Story of the human race. And because they're unconscious, it gets back in the mirror as God kicked them out, or God kicked mankind out. But God didn't do that. We've kicked him out. Okay? And what's happening is that God's becoming, well, he always is into the picture, but we're allowing more and more of that, and that's what this virus is about. It really is a spiritual action. Okay? It's a spiritual action. Okay? So, part of the alchemical process with defeat is to go from inadequacy as a being because of being ego identified to knowing that you're adequate, more than adequate. God lives in you as you, etc. And you go from confusing the house which houses the spirit as the thing in and of itself to the fact that you are simply the housing for the spirit, and that's who and what you are. Okay? Okay? You know, and what is, well, I may not be quoting this directly, but isn't there a Shakespearean play, transmutation, the eternal mind's recreation? And that's really what it is. Allow God eternal mind, God consciousness, to do what God does so well, then we get transmuted. Okay? But it's very much like, you know, when we, in the beginning, we called it the light of the Most High. Okay? But it's not like, okay, let's call in the light of the Most High and see if it comes. That's how it looks, okay? But the light of the Most High Spirit is always with us. When we call in the light, we're putting ourselves on notice, and we're being open to it. Okay? So it's not, is God present with us, but rather it's, are we present with God? Okay? All right. We get the Christ of consciousness, and we get one of its embodiments in the Christ Jesus. And so God is taking on human form. So God is present amongst people, okay? And with people and as people, okay? But, and this is a crucial but, it didn't happen with the Christ Jesus. That was always true. What happened is that the consciousness within us can now be open to that fact. And many of us, when we're going through situations, we think God's not present in the situation. But God is present in the situation. As a matter of fact, God loves us so much that He is the situation. That situation is our karma. We're brought these situations for our learning, for our upliftment. You know, God loves us so much, we could take it or leave it. God's patient, you know. He's patient. He gives us all the chances we need. All those chances. Take all the time you need. Take all the re-embodiments. Whatever you need to do. However long you take is however long you take. But rest assured that the end point has already happened, has already been won. Every soul, sooner or later, goes home to God. That's the divine blueprint. Okay? So, we can either take that victory, and we can incorporate it in our everyday life, and we can have the proper perspective with us, or we can get into the duality of win, lose, defeat, victory, etc., etc. Okay? But my question to you is that if God, in His kindness and His mercy, okay, has given us the keys to eternal life through initiation into the sound current, has given you the keys to defeat death, how can you possibly lose? There's no way. Okay? Unless you mislabel yourself or practice improper identification. But the reality is very, very different. Okay? The battle has already been won. It's real simple. Yeah. I'll stop with that. I'll come back in a few minutes, and if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Dr. Lane.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for the satsang. So, I guess the question is, it's a statement and then like seeking clarification that the way you're saying to approach God is also the same way to approach every situation. So I really heard it tonight about, in my own life, how I will, in my anxiety or in my fear or insistence, forget to ask God to be present, or because God is always present, but to ask God to lead me and guide me and to be present with me in the situation. And I think I get confused between what you were saying about insistence and manipulation and just asking for what I want. And then that the trick there for me, I think, is in asking and then letting go of the result. In other words, whether I get what I want or not is really not the point. Because if it's my highest, for the highest good, I'll receive it. But that I could ask for something. And I think I get afraid after asking for things, because I think I always turn it into I'm wrong, like there's something wrong with me, or I'm making a mistake. So that's where I get caught. So my question, I guess, is how to work with that, you know, like to let that go. And that if I, like, I'll ask God directly for things, and I do let it go, but I will consistently ask. Like, I remember praying for something every day for 6 years before it was given to me. And I went through my initiations with it, but basically stayed consistent. So I guess in the world, in life situations, is it the same approach? Am I being clear?
Well, yes, it's exactly the same approach. Okay?
Okay.
All right, but, you know, there's still maybe something around, well, I had to ask God for 6 years before I got it. So I had to keep at it. Okay? But that is an insistence. Okay. What I lovingly suggest is you ask God, okay, for the highest good, and then you just keep focused on it within, almost like the watchful on-godness of a cat. And you're still focused there, but you don't have that inner insistence. And you know, if it's to be brought to you, it's to be brought to you in perfect timing. Okay? And I'm sure if you look at when you did get that particular prayer answered, that it was indeed in perfect timing. And it wouldn't have been for your highest good if you'd gotten it earlier.
Correct.
Okay? So there's a letting go, there's a surrendering, and there's a knowing that the Lord God hears. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that, if you know He's heard, you can rest in that knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And you can give up. Yeah, and also, if you know that you put it in the light for the highest good, well, then there's nothing to insist upon.
Right. Okay. So, Dr. Lynn, I'm getting a tremendous amount of feedback when you talk, and I don't know if other people are hearing it too, so I'm trying to think if it's my phone or something else, because when you speak, there's sort of a tremendous amount of static on the line. So, I just wanted to...
Yeah, we're getting that too.
Yeah, same here.
Okay.
You know, I'd like to...
Because I heard it throughout the satsang, so that's why I'm bringing it up now, because just to understand if it's my phone. Yeah, okay.
I'd like to do an experiment at the end. I'd like everybody to stay on the line, except for Barry, because I understand the system they use in that country is a compression system, and that might be causing... some of this. So I'd like to see if that, in fact, is so.
Okay, okay.
And Dr. Lane? I'd like to say something about the technology, too, when it's time. This is Amy.
Okay, yeah. You know what? At the end, after we do the question and answer, I don't think we need to get this on tape. Okay, so...
Okay.
All right, so... Dr. Lane,
Can I just summarize, sorry, that I heard you properly, that making the request and then just letting it go and is really about just knowing that if it's for my highest good, it happens, and if it doesn't, I guess I get caught in time and space.
Well, exactly.
Like how long
fear,
do you wait? Say that again?
There isn't any time and space in spirit.
Okay.
Now you see, and also the importance of, but there's also the importance of perseverance. Oh, well, I didn't get it. You know, it's been 6 months, 3 days, and 2 hours, and I didn't get it, so I'm going to give up. Well, you don't know that. You know? And
right, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, just like patiently being in spirit and trusting and allowing and receiving. And
right,
just
exactly.
Letting go of any assistance.
Right.
Like measuring that if I get this, then I'll be happy or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, exactly. Exactly,
mm-hmm.
And that's always, you know, that's always what the consciousness does until it doesn't do it, you know. I mean, that's what we seem to be doing with this virus. Oh, we get tested. Let's get, you know, testing, and then we'll be okay. But a lot of the tests, you know, they're no good. They all got approved too early. They're no good. That's not going to be the panacea. When we use the vaccine, that's supposed to be the panacea. That's not going to be the panacea. Okay? So that's what we do. That's what we do. Okay? So, what I lovingly suggest, if you're mocking it, if I get this, then I'll be happy. Then guess what? Give it to yourself now, internally, and decide
right.
to be happy now. And guess what?
Right.
Many times you'll find that if you give it to yourself internally, you may not even want it externally.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, let's. By the way, did
thank you.
Did every what? Sure, my pleasure. By the way, did everyone sign in before the God song?
Dr. Lane, this is Elisa. I completely forgot to sign in. I'm sorry. So did I, Jen.
I'm sorry. You sign in, and you need within yourself just to ask to be placed on the force field. That's also one of the reasons why it was so bumpy tonight.
I apologize, Dr. Lane.
Well, that's fine, but that's accepted. But that's not the point. The point is to be on. Point is to be on point. Okay, and this is the protocol, this is what we do. Okay, it's all part of the insistence pattern that was spoken about. Okay, so whoever needs to sign in right after the satsang. And would you be kind enough to everyone to mail it this Friday with whatever donation you want to make. Just get in the mail by Friday. Okay, all right. So forgive yourself, Elisa, we'll move on. Anybody else? Okay. All right, let's get question. Does anyone else have a question, or are you going to give me an easy night? Okay. Should I count to three? Okay, three. Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. Melissa, if you haven't,